This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
That's right. It's our midsummer whip up. Whip around. We better get that right. It's our midsummer whip around here on Joy 94.9.
And the Avengers are so proud of his whip sound effects.
I'll give it about a 6 out of 10, really. First off tonight, we are going to be joined by... we're going to be talking about the AIDS Memorial Quilt Making Weekend coming up this coming weekend, Saturday the 18th and 19th of January. Joining us on the line is Gordon. Welcome to Hide and Seek, Gordon.
Oh, good evening. Good evening. It's a bit warm, but yeah, it's a lovely night.
It is. And it'll be a lovely weekend, nice cool weekend coming up,
right.
Where people will be able to gather over in Altona.
That's right.
And participate in some quilt making.
Yes, the Louis Joel Gallery at 5 Sargood Street in Altona, last year they had a display of our AIDS Memorial quilts, and this year they decided that they'd do some quilt making for anybody that didn't have or hadn't had time to make a quilt or for somebody that had passed away.
So the Quilt Guild is going to be doing the quilts, but you can go along and you can get your panel designs.
That's right, yes. There's a couple of professional quilters that are connected to the gallery over there, and they offered their services for the 2 days to help people to design and make an AIDS Memorial quilt. And we haven't had many quilts presented in the last few years because it's sort of dropped out of fashion a little bit. But the people at Altona, who are rather lovely, Gillian and Kim, and they decided they would have a quilt making 2 days for this weekend, yeah.
So does one need experience in quilt making to participate?
No, I don't think so. They will show you how to do everything. They have got all the material, all sorts of materials and everything. Each panel that goes on a quilt block is 180 by... 90. That's the 90 centimetres by 180 centimetres. And on that, you can put anything you want. Actually, you can do a double size if you want to. That would be, 360 by 90, if you want to make a big one.
That's a very big one.
It's very big, yes.
Yes. It occupies half of an ordinary block of quilts that we put them all together with. In the old measurement, that's 12 feet by 12 feet, which is about 4 metres. Yeah.
Enough to wrap yourself with.
yes, you could wrap it up in quite well. Yeah.
Now, Gordon, of course, you're well known around the town as being the caretaker of the quilts.
Yes, I'm the Secretary of Treasurer of the quilt, AIDS Memorial Quilt, and actually they've got a big exhibition at the moment with Midsummer down at the Frankston Cube 37.
In Frankston,
yeah.
Right.
It's part of Midsummer, and it unfortunately didn't get into the program guide.
Oh, okay.
But it is on the Midsummer website.
On the website, so you can find out all the details about that.
I was down there tonight at the opening of the exhibition, yeah.
And so they're the original quilts, are they?
They're the original quilts, yes. There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 10 of them on show down there.
Just as a quick reminder, how did the quilts come about?
The Australian quilt started in September 1988, and it was started by Andrew Carter from Sydney with Richard Johnson, and they launched it on World AIDS Day on the 1st of December 1988. And Ita Buttrose was the lady that launched it. They originally had 35 memorial panels, and then from that it just grew into state sections of the quilt. And most of the quilt now, unfortunately, is locked away in the Powerhouse Museum in Sydney. But we in Melbourne have most of the Victorian panels that were made in the years that followed the worst of the AIDS epidemic. Mm.
And it was really a chance of people to remember those who had passed.
Yeah, well, of course, in the beginning, when it started off in America. In America, the funeral parlours would not have anything to do with anybody that died of AIDS. So all they did was they just buried them with no memorials, no headstones, no nothing. And so they just Cleve Jones was the man that started the quilt in America after he saw some names written down and stuck on the wall at the federal offices in Market Street in San Francisco. And that's where the quilt actually originated.
And it's one of the longest-running AIDS memorial programs. I mean, yeah. It's been going for decades now.
Yeah, and they're still adding to it in America because America is unfortunate. In America, they don't have what we have here. They don't have the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. They don't have the free medical services for people with HIV and AIDS. And everybody over there has to pay for it. And a lot of people don't get tested. They don't know what's going on. And they just die. You know, it's not a very good scene in America at all.
So, Gordon, if back here in Australia, if you've got if you'd like to make a quilt for someone who had passed, you can go along to the community centre in Altona.
It's the Louis Joel Gallery. Now, I have a phone number here.
Right.
It's 9398.
9398.
2511.
2511.
And it's going for the whole Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th of this month.
Can you go on just one of the 2 days?
Hmm?
Can you go on one of the 2 days of the weekend?
Look, I'm not sure how it's going to be organised.
Right.
But if you'd like to give Jill a ring on that number, I'm sure she'd be able to tell you what is happening.
Sure.
Great. Well, so it's the Altona Seabreeze Quilters. Big thank you to them.
Yep.
And look, they're supplying all the equipment, fabrics,
all the materials,
all
and everything.
Those
you
things.
Don't have to do anything. They've got the sewing machines. They've got everything down there. If you've never used a sewing machine in your life, they will be able to show you how to do it.
And but you do suggest to bring along some photos or those sort of things.
I would say some sort of idea of what you would like to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are so many different things that are put on quilts. Like one of the quilts that's down in the exhibition that I was with at tonight, he was a show business person, and they made a quilt of all the shows that he'd been in.
Right,
like
okay.
Cats and all the different shows that he'd been in, actually straight shows, musical, singing, dancing shows, and it was a beautiful, beautiful quilt.
Well, get along to the AIDS Memorial Quilt Making Weekend this coming weekend.
That's right, and call 9398 2511.
9398 2511.
And talk to Jill.
And talk to Jill.
Yep.
Gordon, thank you so much for joining us during our midsummer whip around.
That's all right, that's fine.
We'll be back to continue our whip around right after this. You're on Joy 94.9.
This is Kitty Flanagan. You're listening to Joy 94.9. I'm not a lesbian, but only because nobody's asked me.
That's right, you're on hide and seek.
Whoever that was is getting a serious whipping.
Exactly.
I'm not sure you can whip quite that quickly.
Oh, no, I don't know. Who knows? I did tighten it a little bit. You are on hide and seek. It's our midsummer whip around. And our second port of call.
Yes.
Is the Motor Friends Magical Mystery Tour. The organiser of that mystery tour is Anthony. Good evening, Anthony.
Good evening, guys. How are we?
Very well. Now, the Motor Friends Magical Mystery Tour seems to have been going for a long time.
Yeah, it's a number of years. I was just trying to work that out whilst I was driving around in the car, trying to work out exactly where we might end up and planning it. I think it's about 7 or 8 years now that it's been part of the midsummer calendar. So it's certainly a fun event that seems to grow in popularity year after year.
Now, Motor Friends were down, of course, at the carnival on the weekend. And for those who missed seeing the stall, just tell us a little bit about Motor Friends.
Well, Motor Friends is a motoring club for anyone that's got any sort of interest in cars, whether it be modern-day vehicles, four-wheel drives, classic or collectible cars.
So it doesn't matter if you've got a little Mazda 2.
Doesn't matter if you've got a Mazda 2, a Holden Barina, which was one of my first cars, or something more classic.
Oh, okay. Now, how does one get involved in the mystery tour?
Well, the mystery tour, you don't have to register. I'll stipulate that. It's great if people do register, because then we know exactly how many forms to sort of print out as well. but it's always, we cater for a number of people. But come along on Sunday down to Como Park North, which is just down by the, or it's the end of Williams Road, down near the Yarra River there, opposite the tennis club, and there's a little cafe on the river there. Registration time is from 9:45, and we'll be sending people off by 10 o'clock to go and navigate their way around the course to the final destination.
So is this almost like a scavenger hunt kind of thing?
It is a scavenger hunt in terms of looking for the answers to the questions. We don't ask any of the participants to collect anything from any trader or ask them to go onto private property to get answers.
Sure.
It's a spot where you get to drive around on roads perhaps less travelled and take you into areas where you may not normally drive and just have a really good day out, and then we end at a really lovely picnic spot at the end.
And how many cars would you get along to an event like this?
Last year we had about 38 cars.
Wow.
And over 120 participants.
That's a big convoy.
It is a big convoy. And look, some people will do it really slowly. Others will and take their time and enjoy the scenery. Other people like to do it a little bit faster, but it isn't a race. The idea is to enjoy the day out on the road, get the answers to the questions, and you also find out a little bit about parts of Melbourne and other parts of Victoria that you may not have heard about or seen before. And then at the end, we have the picnic at the end, and then talk to people about the answers at the very end and award prizes for the most correct answers and just participation prizes as well.
Do you have, we don't want to give too much away about the tour, but do you have an indication of sort of how long one might be in the car or a sort of a vague distance? I mean, how much driving would one do on Sunday?
Tomorrow I've actually got to map the exact number of kilometres. so if anyone sees me driving around tomorrow, don't follow me.
Don't ruin the surprise.
But
just a hint.
I did go to the destination point tonight after work, and I was, because I was hoping that none of it had been affected by any sort of fire or any other activity, and everything was going as planned, and it took me to get from the point back home, which is just north of the city, 54 minutes. So it's
it's an hour return,
an hour
from the thing back
from
to
the
city.
Final point. And I always try to keep it to be an hour from where we finish back to the centre of Melbourne. That way, people can come along on the day and they don't have to think that they're going to be taking forever to get back to their homes or other midsummer events that are on, because the calendar is definitely full. The
calendar is very full. But you certainly would suggest to arrive at the registration point with a full tank of petrol.
Full tank of petrol. I'd recommend, the weather is going to be fantastic for Sunday, but I'd still encourage people to bring bottles of water perhaps with them and some sunscreen, a picnic rug or some chairs. We're going to a really lovely park that I can tell people at the end is really fantastic position for us to end in, and a picnic lunch. And if you don't have a picnic lunch packed with you when you arrive, there are obviously points along the way where you'd stop and buy those provisions.
Well, Anthony, all the best for the Motor Friends Magical Mystery Tour.
Thank you so much.
Kicks off on Sunday morning. Registration from 9:30?
Yep, 9:30 to 9:45, and then people will head off by 10 a.m.
And it's Como Park North, so just the northern end of Williams Road in South Yarra.
Yes.
You just mean near the boat shed there, do you?
A bit back from the boat shed.
There's
a big flat park over which they've created a nice little, looks like some sort of home gym on the corner of the oval, and there's a cafe directly opposite. So I know from previous years, people have arrived, started registering, grabbed themselves a coffee from across the street, and then headed off after the briefing.
And I'm sure you'll have the big Motor Friends banner flying high.
There will be a nice big banner for us on the day.
All the best, Anthony. Safe driving to everyone who's participating in the Motor Friends Magical Mystery Tour.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great night.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. The Midsummer Whip Around continues right after this. You're on Hide and Seek.
Hello there. I'm Funny Lady Judith Lucy. Support Joy 94.9 or else get it.
That's right, it is. The Midsummer Whip Around.
It's an occupational health and safety nightmare, I think, is what that is.
Really? Yeah. Why is that?
That's way too many whips. You're not being a considerate top.
Right, okay.
First of all, I don't think you can, because that's a bullwhip, and I don't think you can bullwhip quite that quickly. Have you seen one of those things?
That's the big one.
Okay. Anyway, we'll have to. Clearly not an apprentice at whipping.
The Big Gay Sing is happening on Saturday the 18th. There's two performances happening, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at Gasworks Art Park. The Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus is, of course, doing this. It is a sparkling program which features their classic hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and lots of musical theatre. Lots of pop, I'm sure.
Your favourite's in there, Andrew.
Oh, it is too.
The Sound of Music's in there. Andrew's favourite movie, people.
Yes.
Something you didn't know about The Apprentice.
I'm sure they didn't have to guess too hard.
No, true. But if you want, the way into Andrew's heart is with a few of his favourite things.
And that's right. And the intro music director, Dr. Kathleen McGuire, who is conductor laureate of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, is bringing a re-energised MGLC to the stage for The Big Gay Sing, Saturday at 3 and 7:30.
Now, big news. Obviously, we are a big supporter of Status, the play that is being done as part of a fundraiser for Living Positive. It's part of the Living Positive Enough campaign. It is also on Saturday, the 18th of January. Big news, breaking news. Breaking news. You heard it here first. Usually Dean does this on Thursdays on the line. We're doing it tonight. The 4 p.m. show sold out. There you go. And if one more of the producers tells me that the 4 p.m. show is sold out, I'm going to smack them. But you can still get tickets for the 2 p.m. show, and they've added a third show at 7 p.m.
A new show is at 7 p.m. at the Richmond Uniting Church in Church Street, Richmond, funny enough.
Yes, and if you couldn't bear to slum it during a matinee, you now have an evening performance an elegant evening performance that you can come along to. Status is an authentic and powerful collection of real life stories from people living with and affected by HIV. Enough Ambassador Dean Beck has brought his insightful approach to an eclectic range of conversations canvassing stigma, education, medicine, past and future. Renowned director Cameron Menzies is at the helm. This is a 18 and over production.
That's
people.
Right. Adults only.
Adults only. You'll laugh. You'll cry. I'm told there'll be nibbles. All good.
All good.
Yes.
So get along to Status at Richmond Uniting Church this coming Saturday.
For both Big Gay Sing and for Status, pop along to midsummer.org.au for all the ticketing information.
That's right. And there is a heap more on, particularly this weekend. That's only a taste of what's happening. So get out there and enjoy it. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We'll be back very soon.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.